At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get an all-access experience with player interviews,
exclusive practice information,
and post-game analysts with the sauce you can't find anywhere else.
This is South Philly Sauce,
hosted by Flyers game day host Ashlyn Sullivan and Philly sports radio legend Al Morganti.
Welcome back, South Philly Soft, an Odyssey original brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. Ashlyn Sullivan, Al Morgani here with you, recapping a crazy couple of weeks for the Flyers. It's been a bit since we've talked to you all. The NHL draft has happened. The first day of free agency has happened. The Flyers in developmental camp this weekend. So a lot to get into and definitely a big reason to be excited. It's been an awesome couple of weeks for the Flyers organization. So many changes. Let's start with the first change, which was a slam dunk by Danny Briere getting in Trevor Zegras before the NHL draft, and a really interesting move, a move that was really needed. Al and I had the chance to catch up with Trevor at the draft. It was cool that they introduced him to all the Flyers fans, and he was just walking around shaking hands with everyone. Seems like an awesome dude. Seems very excited to be here on the East Coast and be with the Flyers organization, and rightfully so. It's definitely a place that needs him, and I think he sees a big opportunity here.
Yeah, Ashton, what I thought was really cool was how much, not just him, but everybody wanted to be here. I think they made a point of that when Rick Tocchet came on board, when all the changes that they wanted after what they went through with Cutter Gauthier, just to be a place that they want people that want to be here, that want to be a part of a rebuild, that really are excited to be a part of this. And I think you really saw that with Zegras. It's, I think for a lot of people, it's like, well, why would you be excited? I mean, it's team hasn't been in the playoffs. He was playing out in LA or Anaheim, whatever. That's a pretty nice place to be. But he was really thrilled. Part of it that, he's friendly with York and Drysdale. But beyond that, just to be on the East Coast, that always tells me something when you want to be in what, growing up was a hockey market. He's from the East Coast. But, what the Flyers have been through in the past with their success. And I really found that to be really refreshing that he just was thrilled to be a part of this, to be a part of what's going to happen. Now, we'll see what happens. But I found it to be a really great, I don't know how much of a risk really there is here. This kid's got terrific skills. He's an exciting player when you're looking at a fan base that's been looking for that. How many times we've said, like, this team just needs hands, and he's a guy like that. So I thought it was a real good move. Didn't cost them, good player. But when you look at the Zegras type of a player, the type of a player the Flyers have had in the past, it's like, okay, this is skill. This is a skill set. This is going to drive some coaches crazy. It's going to drive this coach crazy at times with the defensive lapses, and he's got to work on the faceoff dot and all. But boy, when you have a guy like that, they've been just screaming for players like Michkov and now Zegras that you just want to come to the barn and just watch them play.
Right. And that has been the coolest part, I think, with this Trevor Zegras, this new contract and a 1-year deal, which I think is interesting. Definitely a bet on yourself deal as we switch topics to Trevor Zegras. And what is this going to look like here? I don't see really any risk with this. I mean, it's so clear that the Flyers needed some centerman help. We talked to Trevor at the draft, how excited he is to play his natural position. It's kind of no question. Rick Tocchet said it himself. We'd be a fool not to try this and put Trevor at center. And it just seems like a slam dunk of you need the help here. Danny Breyer was very honest that because of Trevor, that didn't shift, which we're going to get into them not drafting a center with their first round pick, the first pick. Danny's saying it didn't shift their mindset. But as a whole, even if they did still take a center in the draft, that position is so weak that you need multiple new players there. And Trevor is just definitely seems like the piece to be along with Nichkov on that line.
Yeah, there's going to be some. I mean, you know, they've had trouble in the faceoff dot. He's going to have to work on that. There's a lot of stuff like that. But when you just look at it, just add a skill set and an energy that comes with a player like that. So I really think that this is going to be a, I guess the risk reward is far leaning toward reward on here. And for him, obviously, a chance to really be a star again. I mean, this kid was the cover of NHL 9, whatever year it was, 23 maybe. So the video game. So, I mean, there's real and a guy that really wants that role, wants to be a guy that's the fans look to make things happen, and especially the team. I just can't wait to see with him and Michkov and see what changes come just in terms of how they play the game, the pace of the game, stuff like that. Maybe there'll be some occasional horror shows going the other way, but that can get coached out eventually. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to this, and I'm really happy that they made a move like this. And although, you know, we'll get into this draft, although they keep saying, well, you know, didn't figure into it. I got to think, I mean, somehow if you've got this kid in your pocket, all of a sudden, I got to think it just changes just a little bit of how you go into what you're going to do in the future, because no matter what, you can say, we'll see how it goes. Your default is always, I did this. I think it's going to work out. So if your default is, I think it's going to work out, you can do some different things.
I agree. And since I've at least been here in Philadelphia going on my third hockey season, I've never seen a move that was so well received by the fan base. Every single fan we talked to was like, this had to happen. Slam dunk. Yes, do it. And I haven't seen that yet since being in Philadelphia. And I thought it towed the line perfectly for Danny Breyer. He spoke to us about this after the first round of the draft was over when we had the chance to interview him. This, I think, gives the franchise, the fan base hope. When you make a move like Trevor Zegras on a 1-year deal to balance that win now with still having a fantastic draft that we're looking 2 to 3 years down the line, but not having that same message that they've had of we're pushing back. Just give us a couple of years. Like, this move by Trevor Zegras showed me, hey, we're going to win some hockey games this season. And the fan base should be excited about that.
Yeah. In addition to that, it's kind of a nice balance. If you remember when Tocchet came on board, there was a lot of, there was kind of a line where it's like the older fans like Tocchet, but the younger fans like, what are we doing here? So this is kind
same
of
old Flyer. Yeah.
This is not same old Flyers. Obviously, this kind of counterbalances that. So now you've got a situation where, you know, you get some physical stuff, some quote old school Flyer stuff, but much like the Florida Panthers, a much bigger, tougher type of a team, defensive responsibility. And I call it the cool kid table. So now you've got Zegras coming in, Drysdale, York, you know, you've got and Michkov. You've got a bit difference. So people that were afraid, well, here come the Flyers, are going to get a bunch of washing machines again, just work, nothing's going to happen here. You've got some real playmaker come in. And that's where I really think when you say the fan base, I think this kind of gets both sides of that fan base that wanted a bigger team, and we'll address that, but also a much more skilled team. So it was, you call it a slam dunk. I absolutely agree with it. I don't think anybody can even if it, let's say the worst case scenario doesn't work, doesn't work out. You're only on the hook for a year. And I don't think that's going to happen. This kid's just got flat too much talent.
Yeah, he really does. And as we get into our thoughts on the draft, speaking of slam dunk, every single NHL article you read, any analytic guy that is covering the league as a whole is giving this Flyers draft an A+. And when you think of why it's an A+, to me, it's what's been pounded into the Flyers fan base head for the past year. I mean, how many times did John Tortorella say it in the last interview we did with him? This team needs to get bigger. They need to get stronger. They need to get faster. And if you look at who they picked, especially the first day, you check all those boxes. Yes, you're not going to see the immediate results this season, but my gosh, this team in 2 to 3 years, yeah, they're going to be there. And Danny Breer admitted that to us.
Yeah, and I'm not so sure. You might not see somebody this season. But when they get Martone in the first round, you know, winger, and everybody thought, I thought they were going to go for center. I still believe the fact they got Zegras kind of led them the other way a little bit more.
Comfort room there, yeah.
They completely think they were going to go this way anyway. But this kid's got a chance to play this year. When the management even says, you know, there's an outside chance, whatever, that's a bold statement to come in here. You know, he's been a captain. He's been a team leader wherever he is. He's got to work on his skating, obviously. But, you know, now we'll talk about the injury to Forster. There might be an opportunity here to get at least a quick look like they did with Luchenko last year to see what's coming on. So I think it's everybody that was leaning towards center. Here's the risk. You pass on a kid that Hagans that just could turn into a real franchise guy. That there's your risk. But when you look at what you had in this or what you needed, obviously they thought it wasn't worth taking that big of a leap to get him. And he kept falling down the board. But I will say, you know, and I'm a guy that always looks at and says, let's look at the floor. This Martone, you know, he's going to play a long time. This Hagans, well, I don't know, he's a little smallish. And you mentioned the Flyers wanted size, but there's the risk. And you can't be afraid of that, though. You have to stick by whatever your scouts are telling, whatever your eyes are telling you. The risk is they did pass on a kid that could end up into an absolute gem in this league for a long time. We'll see.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, and there has been multiple examples of that happening with this Flyers organization. But I've at least been surprised. Maybe surprised is the wrong word. I think impressed, I guess, is the word, that all of the Flyers' needs, really, this 1 week have been addressed. We talked to Danny Breer after the first round of the draft, and while it was a fantastic night for the Flyers, everyone was thinking, okay, well, what about goaltending? Like, the goalie situation still is very far from addressed. And then the Flyers, they go out and sign the guy that we all said they needed to get, a 27-year-old veteran experience, third-round draft pick, been there, done that, can come compete with Sam Harrison, but also give Sam Harrison the opportunity to not have to put it all on his plate. Like, this is exactly, I think, what we had been asking for this all offseason, is you just frankly got to get another body in here that, it sounds bad, but knows what he's doing, has done this before.
Yeah, they get Vladar. Kind of an expensive deal for a guy. You know, his numbers aren't great. He played better last year, the second half of the year, after the tournament, the Four Nations. it's an upgrade, but for a lot of people, it's like, you know, we were looking at like a Jake Allen on a free agency, or maybe go out to Vancouver and get Demko, but this is a shorter term deal. You saw the money those guys got in free agency. I'll say that the Flyers, when you look at this, it's certainly not overwhelming. And it should, as you said, should kind of stabilize the goaltending, because last year was an unacceptable what they had behind Ayerson. This certainly is an upgrade, but it's not a big boost, obviously, for what some people were hoping for. But when you look in, when you look at it, it's, again, not the longest-term deal compared to what goalies got in that free agent market. And I think what you're seeing with the Flyers is, you hate to say it this way, but they're making it so that if things don't work out to the optimum, they're not strangling themselves with contract and term. And I think that's where they are organizationally. You see with Danny Briere, it's like one-year deal, two-year deal. Seems like a lot, but when you look at what the rest of the goalies got – so I think they're still in that phase where, okay, let's see, this we could hit with this, but if we don't, we're not going to be like those teams and what we've done in the past, what teams have done in the past, like, let's give somebody a 6-year deal, it doesn't work out, oh my God.
Now we're stuck.
You're buying them out in 4 years. Mm-hmm. So I think you're seeing some fiscal responsibility, and you're also seeing some ability to still spend. They can always... they have the option with Ellis, with the LTI, long-term injury reserve, to go out and get something else if they want. Shabanov's going to come up. Who knows what's still there? There's some restricted free agents. So Danny Briere still hasn't emptied the wallet, so to speak. So there's still that. And it's not just this year. He's kind of made it so that they've not buried themselves in contract beyond this season.
Right. And to bury yourself with a goaltending position, a veteran presence, like you mentioned in Vancouver, I don't really see the point in that, and maybe this is why the Flyers did that. When you're still wanting to give Sam Ayerson a chance, I still don't think he's been given an adequate chance with the help around him, and you also don't know what's happening with this Carter Hart situation. So to go ahead and tie yourself to a veteran presence that's really expensive, where both of those options with Ayerson and Carter Hart could work out, that just, to me, isn't financially responsible.
Yeah, it wasn't. And Demko got an injury history, too. So we'll see where they go with it. But, you know, Ayerson, again, is going to have a chance here, I think. And also, Danny Briere kind of opened. If I'm Ayerson and I'm listening to that, Danny's like, well, this guy can compete for that number one job, really. And I, if I'm Ayerson, I'm like, I'm determined that that's my job. This is, you know, it's like this guy should be coming in to be, you know, so that I get some rest and stuff. But so, I mean, that to me is like, you know, there's a competition that he's opening up to a much bigger competition than a lot of people are going to think with the name that was brought in. It's like, you know, played out there in Calgary. You know, it's a great rookie goaltender out there. It's like, well, who, you know, what's this? Well, it's a minor upgrade maybe, but they're going to give him, it sounds like they're going to give him every opportunity to kind of go for it. And when you do that, I think it'll bring out the best in Ayerson, who I like you. I think he's a really good goaltender. I don't think he can handle the as many games as they needed him to last year, because they frankly didn't have NHL goaltending beyond him.
How are you supposed to know what you have in him when it was the carousel of the three nets on the ice at practice?
Yeah. Didn't
have an adequate chance to prove it.
Yeah, so this should really – I think it'll – emotionally, we've seen with him, he kind of plays the cool – card, you know, you talk to him, but you can tell he wants that job. He wants to be that number one goaltender. So the fact that there's kind of like, quote, open competition, I think it's a good call to action for him.
Yeah, I agree. And we mentioned the short-term deals. Danny Briere definitely going with that mindset here this offseason. But getting to a different topic with Tyson Forrester, incredibly unfortunate. Danny Briere mentioning, frankly, it seems like a very similar injury to Rasmus Ristolainen, with the tricep infection that he suffered at Worlds, and not knowing what Tyson Forrester's future here is this season. Danny Briere did mention that they're cleaning it up. They're not sure if he's going to need long-term surgery. Right now he's day-to-day. They don't know if he's going to be ready for camp. To me, that seems incredibly unrealistic that Tyson Forrester is ready for camp. And unfortunately, we've seen this injury before. It's a bad one, and it stinks for Tyson, because this was a guy that I felt like was just getting somewhat close to reaching his potential.
Yeah, this is a big deal. I mean, I don't care how much you think Martone can come in, or, you know, you brought in, you know, bring in players, give them opportunities to come in and play. No, this is a big deal. He's a mainstay on this team. And he, to me, I've said several times in the past, is really smart player, really helps everybody else. I'm hoping it's not that big of a deal. God knows, you see, these infections, wasn't the Bruins, McAvoy, the kid played in the Four Nations and didn't play the rest of the year with an infection with a shoulder injury, I think. So this is, it's risky to say here, but to try to, there's no way to gloss over this. Like, oh yeah, now they've added some people, we should be okay, whoever comes in. No, that you're not going to be. That's a big, big hurdle to overcome. And you don't want to rush him back or anything like that. And the other problem, Ashlyn, is if you say, well, he's only going to miss X amount of training camp or early season. I don't know how many times I've seen that written and then come January, February, say, well, you can really see the effects of not having the training camp or not having been there since the beginning of the season to see what happens. So, I mean, I think Flyers fans really have to cross their fingers on this one, that it's way shorter than the worst case scenario that some people are painting on this. But if it is a fairly long injury, I think it's something the Flyers are going to have a very difficult time overcoming. And maybe it is, maybe Martone comes in and then steps in or whatever. Maybe it's somebody else that comes in. You know, they got Bump or whomever comes in to try to stabilize this. I don't think you can stabilize a kid that was really turning into a real absolute force and just send him out there and count on him every night after night.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate for Tyson and just the Flyers as a whole, because this was turning into be a really cool pairing that you were excited to watch. So fingers crossed for Tyson, that is for sure. But exciting times as a whole for the Flyers organization. A lot of moves being made and developmental camps starting out and hockey right around the corner, which is crazy to say because it's only July. But it's coming here soon. So thanks so much for tuning into South Philly Sauce and Odyssey Original, brought to you by 94 WIP and Jack Daniels. We'll see you next week.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.